This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Two more days for the royal watchers among you, Harry, Meghan, Windsor Castle, and not to be too terribly much of a cynic here, but also quite the business opportunity. Who else but Marketplace's Stephen Beard has our story?
The royal wedding is not only a joyous event and a magnificent state occasion, it is, make no mistake, a commercial bonanza too. The fashion industry could benefit to the tune of $200 million, says David Haig, boss of the international consulting firm Brand Finance. He says the British monarchy is the ultimate upmarket label.
It represents elitism, snobbery, high quality, sophistication, all those attributes that are associated with high-end luxury brands.
And now, providing rocket fuel to the mix, Meghan Markle, a PR woman, cable TV star and highly professional clothes horse.
The right pair of jeans makes you feel good. Really good.
For several years, Markle modelled and promoted high-end clothing in North America and dispensed fashion tips through her lifestyle website.
I love a Canadian tuxedo. I think it's an absolute fashion do.
But since her engagement to Prince Harry, the Markle effect has gone global. Patsy Perry, a lecturer in fashion marketing at Manchester University, says there's always a big reaction when Meghan wears something new.
Within minutes, websites are crashing, things are selling out, the retailers are receiving orders of hundreds, if not thousands, of extra garments just from the fact that she's worn something. So it really is a phenomenal effect.
Kate Middleton, who married into the royal family 6 years ago, has been having a similar effect. But as fashion icons go, the two women appeal to different markets. Kate wears classic, conservative, her persona slightly reserved. Meghan wears trendy, exciting, and is definitely not a shrinking violet.
Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, I am tremendously honored to be UN Women's Advocate for political participation and leadership.
Witness her poise and self-assurance in this speech to the United Nations 3 years ago. But will her new role as a British royal cramp her style in person or dress? She will be expected to wear a lot more British brands. And, says Patsy Perry, short skirts and ripped jeans could now be a no-no.
Absolutely. I think there is that expectation in terms of being, you know, elegant, chic, but also regal as a member of the wider royal family.
But David Haig of Brand Finance says don't look for a demure, toned-down Meghan after the wedding.
She clearly doesn't want to be seen to be a doormat, so I don't really think she's going to be changing her fashion sense and the clothes she wears or many of the things she says, frankly, and the royal family will just have to get used to it.
And that may include her ripped jeans.
When she's at a polo match, chilling out in the stands, I'm not sure that designer-frayed jeans are necessarily a bad thing. And actually, it would probably be rather good for the image of the monarchy if they chill out a bit.
Chilling out may not be an option for the House of Windsor as the latest episode in its long story unfolds. The royal soap opera continues. None of this will do the fashion industry any harm. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.